The 1954 March of Dimes is on the air.
With Eddie Sauter.
And Bill Finnegan.
And the sound of the world-famous Sauter Finnegan Orchestra. The 1954 March of Dimes and this station invite you to a musical treat. A quarter hour transcribed by two noted arrangers whose exciting musical daring has made their own new band the talk of the nation. Here are the chairmen of the Dance Band Leaders Division of the 1954 March of Dimes in their arrangement of Doodletown Fifers.
You know, Bill, this is a pretty important year for the March of Dimes.
Well, Ed, if after all these years of research we finally find a way to prevent polio, this promises to be the most important year in the history of the March of Dimes.
Yes, Bill, this is the showdown year.
For one thing, we've got to provide a lot more gamma globulin than last year, because I understand that although its protection is only temporary, it's the only thing we have to date known to prevent polio paralysis.
Yes, GG is very important. But even more vital is the field testing of polio vaccine. 500,000 to 1 million children may be vaccinated throughout the nation before the next polio season.
And, Ed, that's going to take a lot of money.
It's going to take millions, many extra millions, to pay for this 1954 polio prevention program.
Well, Ed, this is one arrangement the American people must make for themselves, with their dimes and dollars.
And I know they want to, for the sake of their children, in the hope of a future free from infantile paralysis.
And how is this accomplished? By joining the March of Dimes and giving more than ever before to make the 1954 polio prevention program a success.
Now, while everyone puts fountain pens to work on checks for the March of Dimes, we'll put Joe Mooney and the band to work on our arrangement of Nina Never Knew.
Girls were made to but Nina never knew.
Girls are born for this,
but Nina never knew. Sweet surprise filled Nina's eyes. She did not understand when I kissed her hand. Why dreams begin to stir deep down inside of her when I whispered things that Nina never heard.
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 Nina's heart took wings.
With every tender word, then suddenly she clung to me.
She learned to love somehow.
And I'm so glad that Nina never knew till now. That Nina never knew.
You know, ever since we organized our Sauter Finnegan band, people have been asking what we have in mind when we make our arrangements. Maybe this is the time to explain the thinking behind our particular type of music.
I'll start out by saying that the music of our new band can best be summed up in two words, color and mood. In everything we write, we attempt to create a certain mood that's consistent with the composition, and a certain color that blends with that mood. We want our music to be witty, humorous, and conversational.
We feel there is a mood for every purpose, gay or serious.
And our job is to capture it.
Take, for instance, Love is a Simple Thing. In the music, we pictured a montage of generally known simple things. The tick of time represented by the grandfather clock, a few other incidentals like bursting balloons, nursery rhymes, quiet snow, dancing puppets, and a toy trumpet. To show what we mean, let's listen to Love is a Simple Thing with Joe Mooney, the band, and the Doodlers.
As a ribbon bowl,
soft as a quiet snow.
Love is a nursery rhyme, old as a tick of time.
Love is so many things. Bright as an angel's wings, gentle as the morning light,
long as a winter night.
Love makes an old heart sing, and it fills every empty space. Love is a warming place. Love is a simple thing.
Love is a magic ring,
much more fun than mistletoe,
gay as a puppet show.
Love is the thunder and rain,
swift as a soaring plane.
Oh, love is a summer moon,
gay as a big balloon,
young as a calliope,
wild as a storm at sea.
Love is a touch of spring.
It's as sweet as a first embrace.
Love is a special thing.
Love is a simple thing.
There is great hope that the 1954 mass field tests will prove a vaccine to be effective in preventing polio paralysis. Something else must continue, that is, merciful aid to the thousands of unfortunate victims already in the grip of this terrible disease. This help means a chance for recovery with a minimum of crippling.
That's why giving to the 1954 March of Dimes means giving double for continued patient care and for polio prevention.
This is Ed Sauter saying, put your money where your heart is, in the love of your child and the hope for permanent protection against polio.
And this is Bill Finnegan saying, give generously, give extra, when you join the 1954 March of Dimes.
Yes, it's Yankee Doodle Town by Sauter Finnegan. You've been listening to a special transcribed program by the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra featuring Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan. Presented by this station in behalf of the 1954 March of Dimes. This is Wayne Howell. Remember, it's urgent. Join the March of Dimes. Give enough to continue patient aid and vital medical research. And then give extra for victory over polio through the 1954 Polio Prevention Program. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters today.